For Monday, Hot to Dust Monday, and of course, can't do without my very beautiful co-host, or amazing, the awesome, as she likes to call herself, our girl JoJo. What's up?
Hey, man, I just used awesome.
Yes, I always remember the adjective, but you're more than just, I don't know why you just stick with awesome. Awesome is cool, but you're more than just awesome. I'm like, forget it. We'll just call you just awesome. But awesomeness, you know, that's only one word. You can do more than one word. But, oh, my God, y'all. I know. We had discussions about this. So, you know what? Go. Bye, Felicia. That's what I had to tell you. But, man, it's another beautiful weekend. Blessed to see another one. JoJo, how was your weekend? I know it's always, sometimes it drags, sometimes it's like, you know, it goes by too quick.
It was long.
It was long? What made it so long for you?
I didn't sleep enough. I think that's what it was. I didn't get enough sleep.
You know, sleep? What did you do? Turn up the whole weekend?
I watch movies with the kids. I found this little video store, and I got all these movies for cheap.
Okay.
They have VHS
too. That's what's up. And, you know, the bargain movies is always a good look. And sad thing is I still got, I don't know if you do or not too, but I still have some of my VHSs. I haven't watched the VHSs, but I still have a box of VHS tapes still. I'm like, wow, what the heck is going on?
Hey, those are the best ones.
Yeah, because some of them haven't moved to DVD. There's some movies, they're like classes, they haven't moved to DVD yet. And I'm like, man, y'all just move them. Nobody else should have all the freaking VHSs. But I guess eventually I'll quit being lazy and move them all to DVDs, I guess. Myself, so
that's
whatever.
Classic. I got my kids turned on myself.
I got dick into your brain about. Did you get a chance to watch the Grammys yesterday?
No, I saw one little piece of Rihanna looking like an oversized cupcake, and that was it. I was done.
Kelly says like an oversized cupcake.
Look like an oversized cupcake. Which made me crave cupcakes, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, so when you were looking at Rihanna, you feel like you were about to go to Sprinkles?
I wanted some cupcakes after that, and I couldn't do it, so I put in the movie. I had to watch something that made sense.
Well, she did make a song called, you know, cake, so I guess that's what she was going with. She wanted to be the cake that she was sneaking up. I don't know. It was a little much. Then she toned it down real hard for her performance. Like, toned down real, like, wow. And her and Paul McCartney were fouled up on who edges was. I don't know the word, quite the adjective I would have picked today, but I know the adjective is not awesome. So, oh, God.
I
watch it. I get to the point. See, I don't even watch the awards. forget stuff anymore. I mean, maybe I'm, that's just messy of me, but I'll watch to see what foolishness is going to go on. Because y'all know anything that happens crazy on there, I will talk about it the next day. Because the Grammys are always on Sunday, and I do the show on Monday. So my favorite moment, and I mean, dang it, there's a lot of favorite moments that I could go into all day. Okay, so album of the year. You know, they name off all the nominees. You got people such as Sam Smith, Beyonce, Pharrell. One more person, God darn it, I forget who they were, is Beck.
Was that Iggy on that one?
I mean, you know what? Well, you're right. I think Iggy was on that one, but I don't count Iggy. That's just me personally. I just don't count Iggy. But, oh, man. I'm looking now. Okay. Because I forgot the other person. I mean, it was only three people I felt like would win out of that category. And let's see. So, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, no, I'm looking. Who's that? Okay. But, yeah, so I was looking at that, and it really agitated me because the people who, the biggest, because Iggy, no, I know where it was not. Iggy Azalea was a record of the year. That's where the confusion is at. She was record of the year, not album of the year. And then they announced who won, and they said Beck. When I tell you Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all over the place, they was lighting up. They were lighting up on the social feeds. And the funniest moment was,
Kanye West stood up or something.
Yes. He got halfway to the stage. He literally made it onto the stage, and he was about to go to the mic and said, nah. Because he was getting ready to say it again. And so you look at that, you go, okay, he's just doing the joke. But then wait, there's more. Because after the show, you know how E is. E will get the tea on everybody. And so they caught him after the awards, and you know Kanye was letting it be known how pissed off he was behind who won the award. And yeah, I mean most of the people, I mean, because I picked three people who would have won that award: Pharrell, Beyonce, Sam Smith. And I tell you why I picked those three specifically. Those three had songs that everybody, no matter what genre you liked, if you liked a certain genre over another, pretty much anyone for their love, any kind of genre, can name at least one song by one of those three people I just named. And the fact that neither one of those three won, and Beck, who I didn't even hear about until yesterday, won. Wow. I'm like, how was that album of the year? Album of the year to me means, hey, it resonates with I should be engaged when I get involved with it. So, that was a hot mess. What was another thing I thought was just out of line? Speaking of Beyonce.
I thought it was cute. I saw a picture.
She looked cute, but the performance.
I saw a picture. I think you posted the picture.
Yes, I posted a picture of
Rihanna. You posted
Rihanna
the picture of
Beyonce.
The cupcake talking to Blue.
The cupcake. That's what we call Rihanna today, the cupcake. We call Rihanna cupcake. I'm not going to play with you today, man. I'm not going to do it.
You know what?
But, no.
Somebody did one of those little Mimi things with her as the ugly stepsister from Shrek. Oh, wait, that was Iggy. I'm sorry.
That's no. But
that was Iggy. My bad.
Now, Beyonce was performing near the end. You know, usually all these award shows got this whole habit of Beyonce is going to open up the show or close out the show. So when you see, oh, Beyonce closed out the show, you know that means, oh, man, it's going to go down. And Beyonce was singing, she was singing Precious Lord. And when you listen to it, you just, instead of like just saying the song or singing the song, you're saying Precious Lord for a different reason. You're putting your head down, shaking and saying, Precious Lord, what the heck just happened? Because Beyonce was up there looking, she was dressed looking like an angel, but it was quite, it was like Victoria's Secret angel meet, I don't know what. But then she, everybody, let me get this straight, because I'm a huge Beyonce fan, and I was let down big yesterday. That pissed me off. And I'm like, wow, Beyonce, I know you can sing, but that crap you was doing yesterday, you like, the beginning, like, set the tone for me that I was like, oh, man, I can't do it. When she started singing the beginning of that song, and she started effing up then, I was like, yep, we're done the rest of the day. So, that is a few of the things. I will be ranting more later on as well. We'll go to a quick song break. We come after a quick song break.
Are we going to play my friend this time? Because we didn't play my friend last week.
I don't play them every song. I gotta spread love around. I gotta spread the love.
Let's play one.
So we're gonna play this track, ironically, because I was going on Beyonce. I'm gonna play Be Nice and play a song for her. And we come back from that, we're gonna talk to our special guest of the week, my girl, Miss Tima, right here on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Sadie J and JoJo. I'm putting No Angel on a song I thought she would sing, but okay, whatever.
Baby, put your arms around me, tell me I'm a problem. No, I'm not the guy you thought you knew and thought you wanted. Underneath the pretty face is something complicated. I come with a lot of trouble, but I know that's why you say it. Because you're no angel, baby. You're no angel, baby. No, I'm not an angel either, but at least I'm trying. I know I try to crazy, but would you rather that I be a machine who doesn't notice when you lay or when you're lying? I love you even more than who I thought you were before. Cause you're no angel either, baby. Cause you're no angel either, baby. Something complicated. I come with a lot of trouble.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
This is your girl, Kawana Jackson, and I'm rocking with the Dusk Spot Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on the Dusk Spot.
All right. We're back. Your boy, Ceddie J, is Crazy JoJo.
I am awesome.
We could be like, hey, if you my co-host, you're crazy, because you got to be crazy to be able to keep up with me. So you're a little bit crazy.
Kevin said, wow, no loyalty.
Tell you, bye, Felicia. All right, anyways. Okay, so I'm going to bring our guest on for this week on this Monday show. And I told her, I said, when you come to the show, you never know what I'm going to ask. You never know how I'm going to ask it. Just don't never know.
That is true. I was sticking to that. That is true.
Yes. You had to learn. You had to bring yourself to the ringer as well. We're going to welcome to the show very beautiful, talented young lady who's actually in the most recent issue of Human Cameras Magazine. Welcome to the show, Fatima Gaskin, a.k.a. Miss Tima. What's up?
Ooh, hey. I get a buzz. Okay, now.
Yes, you know we got to do it big, don't we?
Okay. Got that the grand
entrance. You know, to warm you up so we can prepare you for what's about to happen.
Oh, okay, the lineup before the shooting guard. Got it.
Yes, it's on the shooting guard. You figured it out.
Okay, well, what's up? What's going on? I heard y'all talk about the Grammys earlier. I can't do anything but shake my head. To be honest, like, from the Grammys, I definitely had different highlights because I did watch it. For me, Pharrell, when he performed, like, the shorts was what got me. Everybody was talking about how he looked like a bellhop, and I was like, isn't there a blizzard somewhere? And, like, I was so distracted. And then the golden shoes, I was like, is this Dorothy? He about to click some heels. Where we about to go? I don't know what was going to happen, but I promise you, those are the two things that stuck out to me. And then when Prince came out, because I'm a Prince fan, and this man's hair, like, thrills me over the years, because it's like, he's so pretty. But lately, his hair, it's like you would think he would have an afro and it would be fabulous. There's nothing that you can say about my afro. But really, I feel like he'd be putting on a wig. Like, look, Prince, we see what your hair look like when it's processed. And so I don't know what's happening with you in these late days, but I'm going to need for him to get it together.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Grown men talk about you. Grown men have to admit, you know, Prince is pretty. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying he's pretty. You know what I'm saying? And so when I look at him now, I'll be like, dang.
That's because Prince came to a hairstylist. He said,
ain't nobody got time for that.
He came over two albums. He actually released an album about a month ago. Two albums the same day, actually.
The new
girl group. Yes, he did.
Oh my goodness. I'm behind the curve. That's not Beyonce. I was somewhat of a fan until I heard that song you just played. I don't know what album that came off of. I was like, I thought I was a fan, but I don't know that song.
Because I need to watch him perform. What song was he performing?
No, not Prince was performing, but the song that you just played for your show, for the commercial break.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
That song. Yeah, No Angel by Beyonce. Oh, that's her show. She can sing. I don't know why she did do something of that sort. She wanted to show you she can sing. And I see church songs. She can't sing. Because Beyonce can sing. she picked the wrong song. You know, like how it be like in church when they have people singing songs in church. You know, let me go ahead and put it out there. I ain't like I'm there every week, so don't nobody count for me. I ain't like I'm at church every week, so put it out there before y'all start digging on me. So, you ain't at church every Sunday, though. But anyways, when I was going, like that every week, Beyonce, she's like those people, like whenever they let somebody lead the choir in a song, they got certain songs they get to lead. That's what you gotta do on her. You gotta let the right song be for her.
I mean, it's a hit or miss. She's either gonna get it or she isn't. That's like when she sung the national anthem. Boy, I tell you, people was all over that song.
They were tearing up, like, dang.
And so she sung, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a Mariah Carey lip syncing fiasco. It was just, you know, she didn't want to embarrass herself, so she had recorded it. Same with this. Like, I feel like she sung the song the way as Beyonce she was singing. If people didn't like it, they ain't like it. They didn't like that Beck one that night, but he did. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. So,
you know what? I think the worst, well, leading it to 2015 because it happened New Year's Eve. The worst singer fiasco I've seen was Idina Menzel when she was singing Let It Go. You know, you hear Let It Go, you be like, oh, man, that's a Frozen. You be ready. But she wasn't quite ready on, like, the famous note from that song when she was singing New Year's Eve. She said, her voice cracks real hard on the high note that everybody be ready for. Oh, man, it's like,
That's how everybody used to feel about Whitney Houston songs. What is it? I forget what song it is, but it was from The Bodyguard. Everybody who sung that song, I promise you, when you read that note. College out of Atlanta, Georgia. And so just walking on Clark Atlanta, the strip, there were people who would stop me and say, you know, do you model? And you would think it would be like a pickup line, but they were actually looking for models. And so one time I actually entertained somebody who stopped me. And it was like, I don't model, but what is it that you're talking about? Like, what is it? And so I ended up getting into a fashion show, and I'm an athlete. And so I'm definitely the athlete that has never walked in heels, wears basketball shorts and a T-shirt. That's how I used to be, and I still carry some of that with me now. But they had to give me – I had a tutor so she could teach me how to walk in heels, and I did my first fashion show. It was like I was hooked from that point on. So I can't say that it was like a happily ever after story from when I was in college, but that definitely is where I got a taste of it. And so fast forward some years, I've been married and divorced. I had a child. And it was kind of like I always was good with taking pictures. I would try to edit them myself. I would try to get different creative ideas. It was always in my mind, but I hadn't just sat down and was like, I can do this. And so one day a couple years ago, I want to say 2 years now, I sat down and actually said that I'm going to be serious about this. Like, I played around. I had some photo shoots previously, but I hadn't really done anything with it. And so I sat down and I said to myself that I'm going to model. And so that was, like, the first step, just saying that I could. Because some people, they'll listen to what it is that you have plans or your dreams or your aspirations, and then they'll talk you out of it. They'll give you, like, what it is that you can't do, like, you're not skinny enough, or you don't look like that classic model, or you're a parent, and so you don't have any time for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, any of that stuff could have been something that somebody could have said to me, but once I set my mind to something, it's really hell or high water for me to get talked out of it, even if I'm dead wrong. Like, most of the time, if I set my mind to it, it's going to happen. I'm going to do it. So
that's kind of how ironic. Most of the time with me, it's the opposite. I find myself had to talk a person more into believing themselves more than the other way around. It's like, because some people, you'll tell them, you know, you'll really critique them and let them know something, and then they don't believe in themselves that they can do something because of what you said, because they hear a lot of these outside people telling them what they can't do. And so when somebody really sees potential well ahead of time, they don't receive it as well.
I can't say that's my experience. Definitely, I'm my biggest fan, and so I never really have in my head to give up or to stop or anything of that nature. It's more so to grow, and so constructively, definitely I had to get accustomed to hearing no, as that's not my favorite. I don't like hearing, though, but I've heard it so many times from magazines, from people who are booking jobs, whether it's an acting job or it's a model position, and it'll be, like, different reasons, which are very frustrating. You're not big enough is what I hear these days, because definitely working with small businesses or working with big businesses, like modeling their clothes, you're only a hanger. And so if I'm walking into a boutique and they consider themselves to fit the average woman. I don't know if you guys have noticed the trend lately these days, but the average woman is not like a 0 to 4, not at all. And so I've heard more times than not these days. I say, for example, here I went into a boutique and she looked through my profile, my portfolio, and she looked at me, really, and she was like, you're not big enough. And I was just like, I don't really know how to take that. What do you mean I'm not big enough? I'm 5'10". Like, tall enough? What you mean big enough? And she was like, I'm looking for someone who's 10 through 18. And I was like, about that.
Yeah.
So,
and
I'm not plus size, and I'm not a standard size model, but that's not really something that I take and carry it with me. Like, okay, I'm not a 0 through 4, and I'm not a 10 and up, but where does that fit me? That fits me right where I need to be. This is my little pigeonhole right here. So,
and that's why I got the question of, like, why everybody's, like, so, and if somebody finds offenses, y'all know how I am. This is one of the most unapologetic radio networks. We're not going to apologize for telling them like it is. But I don't get why everyone's so enamored by, oh my God, like four models just signed a plus size model. Oh my God, and it's like this fake ruse that people are not realizing that. Yeah, I mean, actually, it's more often than some that a lot more people are going towards the plus size models. But here's my problem with that. That doesn't mean discriminate against the girls who aren't plus size, because that's happening now.
Right. I mean, dating back to hell when I was little, where you got fit girls or you got skinny girls, and it can't be that both are okay. It's kind of like, she's a skinny girl. Like, what are you talking about? She's a skinny girl. She's regular. Okay. But it's kind of like, in order to take pride, sometimes some people tend to hate, and that's not, you know, it's not necessary. Now, I can't say since I've been out in the modeling world that there has been hate of that nature. It hasn't been like people are telling me no, and it's just like, no, not at all. They know what it is that they're looking for, and if I don't fit that, either I can convince them to change their mind and to take it like a chance, or, you know, it's kind of like I can't, you know, I need to move on to somebody else, and I'm what they're looking for. So there's plenty of opportunities. I can't say that I can physically get everywhere, but definitely the internet has opened it up where you don't have to limit yourself to a specific geographic location. Sometimes
yes.
You can have a magazine that's telling you exactly what their theme is, and it doesn't matter if you're in Ukraine. You can submit to that magazine, and they can look at your pictures and be like, this is what I'm looking for. I definitely got published from a magazine that's in Ireland. Ireland? Like, Ireland. They are published in a publication that is overseas. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with American anything. And it was like, once they published me and the people who were giving me feedback weren't even in this country, it was crazy. I was like, wow.
Yes. Because a lot of the people that listen to the show, you know, stuff like people assume, oh, okay. It's funny. Here's the funny part. Most of the listeners to the show not even in my own state. That's the crazy. Without the internet, wow. Like, there's a lot of people who listen from overseas that, enjoy the show and are big supporters, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And even have called in, like, I tripped people out one time, like, someone called in from Australia on the show, and
mm-hmm.
they're like, what the heck? So, like you said, it doesn't, it's beautiful, man. And, you know, with that being said, like, do you feel, and I'm going to choose my words carefully. Do you feel that a lot of times that the people overseas show more love to you than the people that's here in our own area?
I would say it's about even. Like, the people I surround myself with, whether it's my circle that's on Facebook or in my actual life, like, have been – the love has been forthcoming. There hasn't been anybody that I've worked with or talked to that haven't been trying to build the other person up. Like, when I tell you if there's a job opening, it's not a secret. I'm pretty sure everybody's had that experience where you're at work and there's that one person that has all that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? That's that go-to person, but that go-to person isn't sharing. And so it's kind of like
Right.
you have to go to that person because I don't know who else to go to, and they're not showing anybody else how to do what it is. So if they leave, there's like a huge hole where nobody knows how to do anything. And so stuff is not getting done. Some people operate like that, but how I've worked, like the people I've worked with in Atlanta or in Columbia or even here in Augusta where I'm located, like they will tell you, hey, there's a job that's coming up, A, B, C, and D. I'm going out for the job too. But you seem like a good fit for A, B, C, and D. You should come out. And it's like when people do that, they're not looking like I'm throwing shade, like, oh, I don't want to tell everybody because I want to, you know what I'm saying, put myself up higher. No, we're going to go ahead. If both of us get it, hell, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Not like that. It's positive like that. Overseas, there's a, I guess it depends on where it is that you're looking. Like, they want you to physically be there for some things, but picture-wise, because that's all I can do at this point where I'm at, definitely the love is there. If you produce good work, there are definitely fans. It doesn't matter where you are. Submissions from Africa, Australia, Japan. Everybody has, like, a different creative edge, and so nobody's trying to limit the other person, which is what I like. There could be submissions from anywhere.
Okay. Now, I want to talk to you about, you know, with the recent issue of Human Canvas, you were actually in it, and, you know, big congratulations on that. And I appreciate you being part of that project.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
How was it like working with GEP Photography in Abstract Perceptions?
Both those photography companies, personally, I love the creative, like, it's one thing to have an image in your mind and want to bring it to life, but it's another when somebody can see that image and bring it to life. Like, I am a model, and so that's kind of like my job, but I can only do so much because there's not a mirror everywhere that I'm walking. So that photographer has to kind of coax and open the scene up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the lighting is always an issue. Like, it's more than just, you know, having the right model. Okay, you got some clothes on. We're going to go to a certain place. And so with both those companies, Abstract Perceptions, it's like the creative juices are flowing. And so it's, I don't know, like, I definitely enjoy working with both of them because it's different creativity, but it's just amazing, like, with both of them.
So, and I agree. I love they both had the own type of, because I like the fact that they both did the similar theme, but they did their own thing. They did their own type of theme with it. You know, they both had the black and white for the issue, but they kind of did their own, you know, worlds with it, whatnot, and own concept
they
of how
did.
They wanted to go about it.
With GEP Photography, it definitely was. The photographer was trying to bring to the kind of to let you think about if only. So the person that you're looking at in the picture is kind of like, you don't know where their mind is. It's a railroad track. People have seen that all the time, but what makes it different? Like, what is that person going through that they're even like, what? I mean, in your right mind, what are you doing on a railroad track? And then I'm not wearing any shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you about to do? What's going on in the picture? You know what I'm saying? Is it sadness? Are you happy? Is this person kind of dressed up? It makes you get into the picture. And so that's kind of where GEP Photography was. It makes you ask more questions. Now, from the pictures from that shoot, those pictures have sold like prints. A 30 by 40 picture got ordered. It's been in art shows, and so I have definitely been blessed with that shoot. With Abstract Perceptions, it was more, I remember how that shoot, how it began. Like, he was working on something new with his lighting, and so it ended up getting into more than that, and some beautiful images came from those shoots, and so that's what got presented in the magazine, and it turned out awesome.
Yes, and shout out to Photo Blush, because I know when you looked at it, you said, wow, wait, I see something a little different in here I didn't see before. And they did something, so I said, okay, I want you to keep the integrity of the photo, because they did a great job, but I want you to bring that body art aspect into it, and they just went to work, man. I was just so happy how they did it.
And I had definitely.
The stars and the music notes on yours was just heard.
right. That's actually something that I'm looking forward to getting more into, which is body art. There's a body art painter out in Atlanta, Sierra the Painter. I'm trying to catch up with her because she is very talented, and some of her work is, like, is mind-blowing. I'm trying to get to be a muse and have a photographer on deck. Sierra the Painter, like, I follow her on Instagram. That is her name on Instagram, Sierra the Painter. And so she does body paint out in Atlanta. And at first I thought it was a guy that did it, but the more that I was looking into the pictures, they were showing a person who was actually doing the paint. And I was like, okay. Gorgeous.
Yeah, some cold
gorgeous.
People
like,
out
you would
there.
Think the person is, like, in a... I can't even, like, explain it. You have to look at the images. It's gorgeous.
So this is her I love, and it's another one, Melissa Beal.
Mm-hmm.
She did... Man, she did like this one. Okay, there was one issue where, and that was Tina Ford. And Tina Ford gonna kill everybody mentioning, but they painted her to look like an Egyptian goddess. Like they painted. When I say that, it was just so thrilled how they did it.
I think I've seen that one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
That, and then they did another one where. They painted her into like a android, and so yeah, it was. I get into it, man. Body paint is just you can never know what people gonna do with it. So that's why I love that genre most out of everything.
Mhm. I'm excited. I can't wait. The closest that I've gotten to it so far has been working with Lenny Reed. He's out of Atlanta as well. And he introduced me to kind of a different type of art, which was using a projector to project images of light and different patterns on a person. So it looks almost like the person is painted, but in fact it's only manipulating light. And so I had never to date seen anybody else do that. And the patterns that he uses, I mean, there's some traditional ones where you look like a leopard or a tiger, and then there's some kaleidoscope type images, like definitely it was different. I loved how the images turned out.
Most definitely. All right, so and also to one more thing before I go into my hardcore question, and then for JoJo
hardcore question
as well. Yes.
Okay, so, what? Put on my seatbelt. Hold on. Quick.
Oh, shout out to another part of my favorite thing about that little feature. Y'all, she's definitely a Georgia peach. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. So,
OMG. Wow.
Woo! Okay, so now I'll dig in your brain a little bit.
Okay.
All right, so first tough question I have to ask you is, you know, what's one of the things in life that you regret most?
That I regret?
Yeah, no, don't give me the typical answer. I don't regret anything in life. We all got that one thing, and we can wave a magic wand, we would change it.
I don't think... I think people find an issue when you say, what do you regret the most? And that's kind of because you want to be the person you are now without the experiences that you went through. So even if it's kind of like something you feel like you wish you would have changed, you would be changing that person who you are now. And sometimes you're a better person because of what happened that may have been messed up. So that's why some people are like, I don't have any regrets because I needed to go through what I was going through to be the person that I am now. You got to struggle a little bit to be a better person. So before I went on that spiel, I definitely had like 7 or 8 situations where I was like, regret. I think I regret rushing into getting married. And I don't really know if I was rushing into because I knew the person who I married for quite some time, but I don't think I had weighed all my options.
Sure, what you mean, like, because, I mean, especially Valentine's Day is around the corner, and it's that time of year where, because he's want to get a gift for Valentine's Day, they rush into relationships. Like, kind of explain that
right.
process of, you know, getting to that, coming to a realization of saying, dang it, I didn't weigh all my options right.
Well, it definitely wasn't like Valentine's Day, like, okay, I know this date is coming up, let me go ahead and get in a relationship. I had known and dated my ex-husband for quite some time before we actually went ahead and got married. More so, you know, when people are dating somebody and they kind of give you warning signs and you ignore it because you're like, I care about this person who I'm supposed to be with, I'm trying to work on this relationship. And you see people who are married for like 30, 40 years and the things that they've gone through, kind of like no one is perfect. And so I'm not trying to say that I need to be with a perfect person, but definitely some of the things that I kind of ignored or realized about my own self, like an issue that I have, some women want to say that it's an issue, is I have a difficulty submitting. So I'm an aggressive, it's probably an understatement, but in a relationship, I'm aggressive. I'm not like got to yell or be in charge all the time, but I'm definitely, I let myself be known. You know what I'm saying? And like, you can only adapt with another certain type of person. Like if you're with another aggressive person, you're either going to butt heads often. That's why it's kind of like you see somebody who's aggressive and then you have somebody who is not necessarily submissive, but passive, kind of like, I'm not, all right, this is what this person is saying. But you get your way and you get your point across. It's just differently. And so, again, realizing the type of person I am and what I had got involved with. So, again, like I said, looking backwards, hindsight is 2020. Evaluating a relationship that maybe should not have continued as far as it did. So,
what do you think about going through that? What do you think about these people that? And I want to commend my co-host because she doesn't do that. And this is like one of the millions of reasons why I have so much respect for her as a woman. Because God, man, so many people our generation, they freaking get on my nerves with this crap, and that's. They put their entire play-by-play of their relationship on Facebook. Nothing drives me more than to see that. And that's one of my biggest fears. It's not that I'm a mess up.
Well, he said he commended you for not doing it.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I'm committed.
We've talked about this for the past couple of weeks. I'm just like, I don't put anything on Facebook. It's just funny. I don't post anything.
Right.
Because y'all women, and I want to kind of get that out of it because I see a lot of women doing it. You know, what's your take on that? Why do you personally not do it? I'm going to go to you with that first, Redeemer.
Oh, I don't like people in my business. And so if you, it's like when people are talking cash money crap, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to talk it, then you must expect something to come back. That's like Kanye. He talks so much. Like, he has to expect that people are going to say something back to him. Now, you might not like what they're saying, but you opened yourself up to it by initiating that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so if you put your business out on Facebook, you know, some people are like, if you don't like it, keep scrolling. No. There's options on Facebook that says like or comment. And so if somebody doesn't like what they see, and they feel like commenting, really, you can't get upset for them saying something. Like, it might be negative. It might not be something that you want to say. And maybe they could be a bigger person and continue to scroll. But by you putting it out there to begin with, it might be therapy or venting for you. But for them, it's like entertainment. I'm being entertained by what's going on. Now, it might be something real. Might have been a death. It might have been a bad breakup. But you're allowing somebody to comment on something that might be very personal for you. And I don't like opening myself up like that. Like, as far as I'm concerned, unless I actually spoke to you about it, had a conversation, then it's none of your business. You probably won't even know about it. Like, I could probably be going through a whole myriad of, like, emotions and just not, you wouldn't know, especially if Facebook is your only way of knowing me. That's not something that I'm going to put out on Facebook.
Right, but why do people out here to go to Facebook and okay, this is what drives me nuts. See, when people go on Facebook, they see that little phrase that says, "What's on your mind?" Don't answer the question every time you see it. Like, stop answering the question. And some of y'all,
some people
just not
take
even
it
talk.
Like Twitter. It's something that they don't even necessarily think about, especially as how many. If you were to note how many people get on Facebook throughout the day, you know what I'm saying? It's no wonder that you're making comments about what's going on every second of your life because you stay on Facebook. If you look at people when they're in restaurants, what do you think they're doing? They're on Facebook. When you see people who have jobs that are on computers, what do you think they're doing? They are on Facebook. And then there's another tab that might be work-related. But they're on Facebook. And so they're on Facebook so often, it's natural for what you're feeling, what you're going through, or if something funny happens, or something else, that it's going to end up on Facebook because you want other people to share your own experience. Did you just see that person walking across the street with no pants on? Now there's a video on top of there being a comment. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works, especially in today's world. So I can't say I'm not surprised. It takes a certain type of person. But
yes, because and then some people need to quit putting jerk. See, this is when now you get to go in on people. When you make generalizations that are just so outlandish as ridiculous. This one girl, she put on Facebook, yeah, I'm not going to say her name, it's not going to promote how ignorant the comment was, but she put a status out there. You know, I'm thinking, you know, people like to joke around. This girl was serious. She said that 99.9% of the guys in Texas are gay. And I looked at this status and said, you got to be freaking kidding me. And you know, just her breakdown, first of all, she never really gave it. She just kept giving that little Applejacks kind of answer. And when I say Applejacks, you know, when they ask kids in commercial, they say, why do you eat Applejacks? Because we eat what we like. Like, that's a dumb answer. Like, okay, you eat what you like, I get it. Ha, ha, why do you eat Applejacks for real?
No, that's give what me my parents buy. I had no option.
Right. Come on, you just felt like tasting it for the moment. But on that note, it's like she just kept this generalization, and she didn't know that she must forgot that she had Ceddie J on her friends list because when I see ignorance,
see,
I
there
to
go, you comment. Look at you.
It said, the button says like a comment, right? And if you put it out there, and you put it in a public forum, like I told her, I said, you put it in a public forum, you can't get mad because somebody go in on you being ignorant. Because you put it in a public forum, but say so. So I broke it down. I was like, that's like me saying that every chick is on Facebook is a thought. Like, that's not the case. That's not
a lot
the generalization. Like,
it's
no,
a generalization.
There are a lot.
But
there are quite a few.
You have to think from her perspective. How do you know that 99.9% of the guys that she's talked to have turned out to be gay? And she lives in Texas. And so I don't know if I would have commented on that status. I would have been looking like, where you live at? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have asked some additional follow-up questions.
Well,
because I've known some people.
Right.
I know some people who attract a certain type. So it doesn't matter where you are. You could be at a coffee shop and just start a conversation and be like, wait a minute, are you gay? What? And then you could turn to the right and start another conversation, and it might be the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So you never really – that wouldn't have been a comment that I would have – I wouldn't have even commented on. I would have kept scrolling. I would have been like, where's she live at? I kept it moving.
No, I actually made her mad because – I was over here laughing and smiling while I was typing my comment. And she said, man, if people do anything, people are so thirsty for attention on Facebook, they'll do and say anything just for attention. And she's like, hey, that's, like,
I mean, was she
do that, like, that's stupid.
Getting a lot of attention on her status for saying that?
Like, she wouldn't even get, like, people were commenting, and you know, here's the thirsty thing that happens when girls and stuff like that. It's always some guy, well, I ain't gay, girl. I'm about to show you better than I can tell you. I hate that. It's like, opens up that thirst trap crap. And I said, so I said in the comment, I said a comment because I'm so tired of people that do that. I'm like, oh, he goes another thirst trap, and then she gets mad. Hey,
ooh.
I call how I see it.
Ooh.
You know.
Right.
So, there we go. But, okay, before I ask some more questions, I can talk to y'all, Dave. I'm at JoJo, who's a fellow model. Kind of digging your brain a little bit.
Okay.
What do you mean, not a fellow model? I'm taking them to be on the show. What are you talking about, sir?
You're on the show. Goodness.
No, she beats me up. She beats me up sometimes. Today is beat Sunday,
no,
I think. She
it
do,
is.
She be beating me up.
And you know why. You know what you did. We're not going to get into that
right
now.
Oh, God. All right, so I'll put her back in the corner.
Wait till you get on
Twitter. So I have some more questions for you. I'm digging your brain about. One, okay, so for the people that want to know, I didn't say, we're talking about putting your business out there. For the guys out there that want to know, especially ones that's in the Georgia area that might want to know, are you single? Are you dating? What's the deal?
That's a good question.
Don't answer
right?
it. Don't answer
I'm
it.
Not.
Don't answer
Ain't
it. Plead the fifth. Plead the fifth. Plead the fifth.
Ooh. That's a Jeopardy
Do
music.
Do what I did. Plead the fifth. If the right guy approaches, she'll answer that question.
I'm surprised you can get a convenient answer live with you.
I told her, please.
All right, so we're back to that question. I'm surprised you didn't give the regular answer that people give. It's so convenient. And I'm like, I love it. That's
no
so
comment.
Smart. No,
which one did
not,
I give
that,
you?
That was lame. You didn't give that answer, JoJo. I forgot what
no,
it
was, I said,
but
which
it was
one
like,
did I give you on mine? I said I was.
It was smooth.
Said in
how
my
you
mind.
Said it. JoJo said one that kind of like, it was just so smooth. It was like, I can respect the answer.
Right?
And I can't remember what it was, but it was just so smooth. Like, how could you go any further on the question? Like, okay, I respect that. That was a good answer. It wasn't rude or anything. She was just smooth how she did it.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't like giving out all my info.
Oh, see, I tell people about single or dating. I'm just not going to tell them too much more than that. I'm dating. Well, and I might even tell them who I'm dating. That's as good as it's going to get. I'm not going to tell them where they work at, when they get off, and all that. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Now I'm not going to give them a great play-by-play of the person.
Oh, well, are you single or are you dating?
Well, I'm happily single right now.
Steady is betrothed to life after dusk. That's what Steady is. He's betrothed.
I am single and to a further notice.
Oh.
No, I mean, for me,
you
I'm
notice
not one
how
of
she directed the question, your question from her to you?
Yeah, I liked it. That was beautiful. And you see how I did that? Smooth. But no, but for me, no, it's like a lot of people assume, like, if you're single, that you're bitter. Like, I'm not bitter about being single at all. You know, I approach relationships like you were talking about earlier. You don't want to just rush into them. You want to invest.
There's a lot of
people.
Crazy people out there.
Yeah,
indeed.
Here's the thing that makes it hard sometimes, JoJo. It seems like sometimes people get like, if you don't rush into a relationship, they feel like they want to push you in the friend zone too quick. That's what kind of drives me nuts. Or if you do rush, they're like, oh, some people get kind of like, you're not trying to be clingy. You just get to the point where your mechanism is going off because. Hey, you know, you want to be in that evaluation phase. Me personally, I like to be a friend with somebody first, evaluate them, and see if they can even deal with them on that level. Because if I can't do even on that level, the relationship is going to be hard because now that's another level of the connection you have to have. In being a relationship, everybody thinks it's just a casual thing like having a purse. It's not casual. You got to, like, don't be running around here saying you booed up and you're not really taking it serious.
Everybody who's your friend can't be in a relationship. I know that.
Oh, man. And people need to know, I say this all the time, people need to know the difference between relationship material
and situationships.
Yes.
That's the word right
there. Exactly. No, some people are, and it's not disrespect at all. Like, because people, when people hear situationships, they always think of something negative. It's not always a negative thing. Some people are there for a certain season, and you got to quit trying to give them full-time positions. Like, y'all trying to give them full-time positions when they're meant to be there for a season. It's like when you were talking about not having any regrets, they're to teach you a lifelong lesson. They're helping you cope with something, and you're learning something from that person.
Let me tell
you,
people don't have a dang expiration date on their forehead, though. And so you don't know when you're supposed to toss them. I've seen that on my Facebook scrolling past, that people were like, when do you know when to let go of somebody? Like, they've been a good friend all this time and yada, yada, the whole 10-mile story. But how do you know when to let that person go if they were only for that season? I've known them 2 years. We've been really good friends. But it's like, I'm going to just lose this person's telephone number. It doesn't work that easy for some people. Some people are not built like that. It's not like I'm just going to cut somebody off. Some people have a problem not keeping in touch with people. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody has had that friend who knows somebody from dang kindergarten. Why do you still have this person's number? Like, we in, like, past 20s now. Like, hold up. You still talk to this? Why? I just call and check in, and they got kids, and they know a story about everybody. There's somebody in your life that's like that. They don't let go of anybody. They're kind of like, well, those people that never throw away stuff. I can't think of the name of the people that do that, but their house is cluttered. There's some people who don't know how to let go. And so there's a lot of that going on. They're only supposed to be there for a season, but there's no, you know what I'm saying? You can pray on it. Maybe God will let you know, but it's not like milk. You don't know when you're not supposed to use it anymore.
Yes, and One of these days we're going to get people to figure it out. I just got a headache behind it.
It's stressful.
That's what I'm trying to say. If I was going to figure it out, everyone's going to be single again. Watch.
Relationships
are
going to
be over.
This is a segment of me and JoJo are going to have on the show next Monday. We're going to have a segment called Valentine's Day Aftermath. And that day is for the day where we are being nosy and we checking around, looking on our feeds and doing a head count of all the people that broke up with somebody or just had somebody have to jump off for Valentine's Day.
Dang, a jump off for Valentine's Day?
Hey,
so
I made a joke on Facebook yesterday. I said, shout out to all the dudes that's taking a girl out to go see 50 Shades of Grey and going to end up back home with 50 Shades of Blue Balls. And, like, they would die. Because, I mean, I just know how it is. Like, yeah, but you know, if you're going to take a girl to see something you want to see, sometimes the chances are it's going to heighten up. The chance that you try to get lucky that night, your chance a little bit higher. But
Are guys excited about seeing that movie? Do they want to see 50 Shades of Grey?
Guys don't want to see it. They
want
to take the girl to see it to get lucky. They think
they're going to
get lucky.
Yeah, they go because they see that's the most time. All these women,
I can't wait to go see it.
So they're going to go take her to go see it, and she's going to be happy because you took her to see it, and he think when he get home, he's going to be doing some 50 Shades of Grey. And, oh, I had a funny comment from a listener earlier about that joke of mine. They died. I said, okay, well, that said that, they said, or they going to see 50 Shades of Grey with the main chick, and going home to practice or attempt what they saw in the movie on the side piece. And, of course, I mean, for those people, I'm not ruining the movie for you. It's a well-known knowledge that the freaking movie is going to delve into. BDSM is involved very heavily in this, as bondage and all that, people. Go do the math. Go check it out. But, yeah, I mean, what I find so hilarious about it, me personally, I actually want to see those movies so much. But they're the most prudest people ever. Like, me, everybody knows, I'm talking about the show, that I'm not prude that, hey, Steady J has a wild side. But so I'm going to leave it at that. That's why for me the book is, you know, the book and the movie isn't, it doesn't really resonate with me because I'm like, this is for people who want to go in a pretend world for a second and go, ooh, I'm into this. But then when they get on and they, man, they're like, I want to do it, baby. You know, they like that. Or them dudes that be acting like they freaky, they be over here talking on Facebook about all the stuff they do to their girl. And they wonder why their girl complaining on Facebook because they're lying about it. All this different stuff. I don't know.
Like, I read the book, the first one, and tried to get through the second one for 50 Shades of Grey. And really, it just reminded me of a Zane book or a freaking Jackie Collins book. Like, the scenes weren't any less steamy than I had already read. I couldn't really understand why they were banning it from libraries. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was confused. I was scratching my head like, what? What are people all up in arms about? I don't really get it.
See, I think it's personally, I think it's more so Zane. He does a lot of freaky details and all that, but his stuff is still to where it can still be not, that's not quite all the way over the top to where, like, people, whenever you mention anything about bondage and stuff, like,
have you read a Zane book?
I've read a few of the Zane books, and then I've also watched this show on Showtime. Okay, I believe that's that. It just seems like his stuff is not as crazy. It's like how he tells it. It's how he tells the story, I guess. I think it's more so what it is. It's like what they always say. It's not the message. It's the messenger. Zane just makes you feel more comfortable in accepting the information and what you're reading, and you know, it's just comfortable vibe about it. That might be what it is.
Maybe.
Must be more than black people reading them books, because you don't get no show on Showtime based off your books like that. And white people ain't reading it, too.
Right.
Wow. But, yeah, hey. So, my last question for you, I have, man. We've had you on for a while, man. I would love to get this. I love guests like this I can just talk to forever and ever. If you can pick three places in the world that you can visit, and shoot at, where would you shoot and why would you shoot there, and then kind of explain the perfect shoot for that area. Like, what's a dream shoot you would do there?
Three places? I want to shoot in Australia. I've never been to Australia, and it's a beautiful country. I wouldn't go with the stereotypical, I want to take a picture with a kangaroo, but I would want to take a picture with a kangaroo. I think I want to do like a body paint shoot out in the field, looking like a wild animal, blending in, just, I can see it. That would be the Australia shoot. I would just name the places in the world that I haven't been. And so India would be the next place. and something very traditional, something full of color, something that can pop, because the women of that, oh my goodness, like when I was younger, I used to live overseas, and so watching the television, the Indian women, their music videos, I promise you, it was just like everybody in that country cannot be beautiful. Why is it like everybody in that country, I promise you, it was just gorgeous women, like just from head to toe, their traditions in terms of what they wear on their head, the henna, everything. So I would want to do a shoot like that. I wouldn't necessarily need to be in India, but if I was in India, I definitely want to do a shoot like that.
Oh, man. I can attest to it. I got to attest to you, because I was with you on Saturday night. Oh, my God. Them Indian women there, I almost lost my mind.
Right. And finally, I would want to go someplace in Europe. I couldn't tell you exactly where in Europe, but it would just be, I keep telling myself that I would backpack, because not that people talk about that as much in recent times, but that's something I always wanted to do. So a photo shoot of like backpacking, just traveling, experiencing life, and not really taking too much with you, just being on the road type of a shoot I would do. And I think that it would come out with some pretty amazing images, because definitely people catch the most gorgeous scenes on their camera phones, like a sunrise. You're just driving, you might be going to work. Oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying? You take your phone, you're taking a picture. Stuff like that happens all the time. And so I can only imagine if you were just traveling, you just got your little backpack, not even that much with you, just walking, talking to people and experiencing craziness. I think it would just be beautiful. So anyways, those are the three things that, and three places that I would like to shoot at, and what I would shoot.
So speaking of shooting your phone and stuff, I can thank you later. I saw this app earlier, ironically, called Scoop Shot. I'm about to definitely start getting use. I'm about to start taking advantage of that, because like,
wait, it's called
like,
what? Brain Shot?
Scoop Shot.
Scoop.
Don't
shot.
Worry, he'll
okay.
send you the link.
Oh Lord. Okay.
But like you can take for instance, okay. Let's say you're like somewhere in Georgia, you see this, you take a beautiful picture of a mountain with your phone or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You can submit, like with the app, you can submit the picture on there, right, and set a price, like a price you want to kind of sell it for, and clients are coming in and buy the pictures for stock photos.
Really? Interesting.
Yes. Like people are bidding on within a range of what they will buy the picture for. Like someone's even, there's one guy sold a picture of like his store, the store for like $20,000. Like what the heck? Like I'm like, man, let me figure this out real quick. But click, click, click.
Right. You know, I always
clicking away.
Think to work for somebody else. That's like the GoFundMe. When people raise like $300,000 over something simple, like I just wanted to go on a field trip. I don't know where all this money came from. You know what I'm saying? That's what it almost seems like that. Like, let's put in a raffle and win $1 million. Wait a minute. My one little ticket. But, you know, I would still try it and see, because definitely, like National Geographic does the same thing. Like, you can submit to them and they'll review the picture that you have. Especially if there's some worth to them, pay you for it,
yes.
publish it. Where do you think they get a lot of their pictures now? It's definitely people who send it in, and not a specific National Geographic photographer that's going to take those pictures. So that sounds like a handy app.
Or that's what I started doing, like, for instance, like, on articles, when I write articles, I'll take some stock photos, my own personal stock photos, of stuff to kind of go along with the articles and whatnot. People don't realize that, man, because they always think of the professional camera, like for maybe for like a person, okay, But when it comes to, like, doing, like, shooting objects mm-hmm. and landscapes and whatnot, you could do some really fire stuff with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
guess you can take advantage of it. All right, so let everybody know how they can find you, or as we call on the show, how they can stalk you. And I say stalk because I say why I started going with the phrase stalk you.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of a person, you tell someone to like your page or follow it. Those people like it, and they're like, and they don't really go to it. The stalkers.
They start stalking it.
Yes, they're always on it. They're the ones that
stalk you. They're looking at your picture 24/7. They're doing things in their minds to your pictures. It's just cool.
Hmm.
But you need your stalkers. You need the fan base, no matter how weird they are. You need your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah,
unless they just take it too far. Unless they take it too far, then you have to block them.
Yeah, so some,
how you
people,
block people
are
on a
crazy.
Fan page? Where they do that at?
Huh?
I said, how you block people on a fan page?
Oh, we're talking about
it could be done. You click on their name, and it takes you to their page, and you block them. I've done it plenty of times. It's fun.
you can do it. There's some more ways, too. There's some more. I'm going to break some stuff down for you. Because you got my contact, I'm going to break that down because there's a lot more signs, even more than that. Besides just doing it that way, it's some more stuff you can do blocking. Because I do it all the time because people do some. Like, I've been telling people, y'all, women be saying that y'all always get some crazy stuff too from dudes. I get some crazy stuff from women, too. So,
what you mean?
I've had to block
be
people.
Doing stuff that y'all
block
be blocked.
Them,
like,
block
what do they
them.
Do? What do they do?
Oh. Right, JoJo? JoJo did the same reaction I had. What do they not do? That's what you need to start asking. Okay, so let everybody know how y'all can listen to the show. Virginia told y'all how she can follow y'all. I mean, how y'all can follow her. So let them know all your links and whatnot.
Okay, well, on Facebook, I could be found by putting in Miss Tima. Or if you just happen to be on the internet, it's www.facebook.com/modelpagemisstima, and that's MISS space TIMA. On Instagram, it's GaskinTI, that's GaskinTI. Twitter, I don't get on Twitter anymore. For some reason, back in the day, I got on Twitter, and I was saying a whole lot. I was saying way more than I probably needed to. I was reading back some of the things I said back in the I was like, how was I going through? I haven't been on Twitter in quite some time, so I won't even put that out there in the world. But if you Google my name, it'll come up for some reason. That will come up in, like, Photo Bucket. I don't know who told Photo Bucket to make my pictures public, but whenever you Google my name, Photo Bucket comes up. Anyway, those are the two best ways to get a hold of me or to stalk me, even though that sounded so ominous.
Don't worry, they'll get a hold of you and stalk you.
Goodness.
You get the best of both worlds.
All right. Instagram and Facebook is the best way to get a hold of me. I'm also on Model Mayhem. My number is 307.
I love you, Sadie.
Because of how you said it. JoJo, because you heard how you said it's so sexy. You're like, they can get a hold of you and stalk
me. And stalk me. She did. I was like, y'all make me feel comfortable by giving out my information after this.
Okay.
See, that's
all right,
that is why all of my stuff is private and I have to approve before they see anything. And because of those out of control stalkers, I had to take my model page down for a little while. People are just getting out of hand.
Wow.
No, I will say
some guys
just
act like they've never seen a curl before.
I recently changed my Facebook name because of that. Like, all my stuff, none of my stuff really use my real name. Well, it uses most of my real name, but I took, like, everybody apparently thinks my last name is Dusk anyway, so I just went by and changed it to Dusk. I was like, okay. Like, I know people that know me from high school, they call me by my Twitter name. City J Dust, what's up? I'm like, oh my God, you know what my name is. Come on now. Really? You're just in my Twitter name?
Mm.
Everybody just calls me JoJo. That's fine with me.
Hey, Sadie J, mm-hmm. just don't call me anything mean. You can call me anything you want.
I'm calling you mean on Twitter if it makes you feel better.
I see. I see you and Cameron are up to no good on Twitter right now. I saw it. All right, so, Fatima, it's definitely a pleasure having you. And, you know, definitely, I am going to continue to watch your work. I appreciate you for supporting my brand and allow me to be a part of your movement. It's a blessing.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it.
All right. And she got the, Beyonce voice. All right, y'all. So, we rolling out. Remind
you know what? Before we roll out.
Yeah.
What? I'm being nice?
Okay.
I was just going to ask her what's her favorite shoot she's done so far, like concept-wise.
Ooh. So I didn't ask that. I was very nice to ask that mean question.
That's not a mean
JoJo.
Question. My favorite
no, don't get most
so
of them won't answer it. They're ducking with this run-around answer.
What is
No,
yeah,
like,
well, I ask
everybody.
You don't ask the questions right.
Ooh. I heard that.
I'm curious to know. Shoot wise, what's been your favorite concept that you've done? That's
My favorite concept so far has been Songs of a Caged Bird. And it was very basic, very simple, and all about music. It was set in front of some speakers. It was a wall of speakers that I was sitting in front of. I had a keyboard. I had a microphone. And it was pretty much just go to work. You know what I'm saying? Like the spotlight is pretty much on me. And I love how the pictures from that set showed up. It wasn't something that needed extravagant makeup. There wasn't a whole team that was involved in it. Now, I have done some shoots that I've enjoyed and I've liked, but definitely, I don't know if it was the state of mind that I was in at the time, how the pictures showed up, but GEP Photography did that, and I loved how the images turned out. So that has been my favorite to date, but that definitely can change. But right now, February 2015, that's what it is.
Yeah, those were really good.
One more question.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
I like
to. She did a whole however comma.
She got one. She crawled towards the screen away from the speakers. Like, that was the one. I was like, okay.
Okay, I got another one for you. Out of all the photographers you've worked with, who has been your favorite and why?
See, now I can't pick a favorite photographer. There have been so many that I learned from every photographer that I work with, so I can't pick out a particular one. But I enjoy and learn from each one of them collectively. It definitely have made me a better model. Looking at certain things in terms of how to position your body, what to do with your face, because that's how you when your face is not doing right. So I can't pick one in particular.
All right, well, remind everybody, as far as the show, man, y'all want to listen back to it and see if you may have missed before, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ at CEDDY letter J. It has all the shows listed. Look for the one specifically that's marked Hot After Dusk Monday Model Miss Tima. It's on iTunes, which is free on iTunes to listen to, and it's on DustSpot.com. All right, so as we roll on, everybody, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a you, there is a way. All right. We'll see y'all tomorrow. I'll see y'all tomorrow on tomorrow's show. You know, on Tuesdays, I'm on the background on that show, more the producer side, Glitz and Glamour. Tomorrow's episode is an interesting topic, so to speak. They always ask some very controversial topics. Tomorrow's topic is, drum roll please, should your past affect your reputation? So we're going to go in on that tomorrow. And as far as me and JoJo, y'all can listen to us again on Wednesday. We have another hot show coming up for you. Stay tuned on our feed to find out what will be going on. All right.
Or you can get on Twitter and watch how me and Kevin are going in on Mr. Steady.
Oh, my God.
That's
Bye.
What I'm about to do.
No. Oh, now I'm just going to get on Twitter. You know what? You suck. All right, we get out,
you
y'all.
Know what? I Jeez. Stopped getting on Twitter, and then Mr. Kevin started his shenanigans, so I'm back on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was gonna say something. I ain't gonna say it on here. All right, we out,
y'all. Let's go say. Go ahead.